This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The Mariners signed Cal Raleigh to a contract extension. 6 years, $105 million deal.
Big dumper.
Real quick.
Bear near catcher, buddy.
Real quick. Bo Naylor is a god, and you watch your mouth.
Actually, I was talking about Adley, but he kills.
Oh, right. Austin Hedges is our other guy. Got it.
And then Samuel Basayo.
What?
Kazoo type.
You don't know about Samuel Basayo?
Oh, is that like their third catcher that you're like keying in on?
You will know him very shortly, my friends.
Before we get into what this means for the Mariners, this is the fifth largest deal for a catcher in Major League Baseball history.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun little fact. That's a stat for my ass.
Number four is JT Realmuto. In 2021 to 2025 is 115.5. Will Smith for the Dodgers in 24 to 33. That's a big old deal.
God, and then he ruined 140
mil.
Then he ruined his career slapping Chris Rock.
Buster Posey, 2013 to 2021. These are giant deals. 167 mil. And number one in 2011 is Joe Mauer. $184 million from 2011 to 2018. An inflation calculator draws that up to $261 million.
Last half of that, he played first base. So he signed it when he was a catcher, but...
Yeah. Still, though, that's a lot of money for a catcher.
And it's a lot of money for the Twins, too.
How many little dumpers can you buy for $105 million?
Well, only one. And his name is Cal Raleigh.
His name is Cal Raleigh.
Good for him.
This has to be a good move for Seattle, okay? You're basically saying you've got Logan Gilbert and George Kirby locked up for another, like, 4 years. You've got Julio on a massive deal. Now you've got Cal Raleigh, okay? Your foundation is built, correct?
See?
Now you just got to hope it pays out.
Well, the one thing with Cal Raleigh is that you just don't get a lot of catchers seemingly ever that hit for power. And so if you get a good catcher at the position of being just a good catcher in general, like that has a lot of value. But then if you're able to get, I mean, how many did he hit last year? Did he get
35.
To 30?
Yeah, 30 and 100, 35 and 100.
How many were the year before that?
29 or 32 or something like that.
You don't get that out of a catcher. Like, ever, it feels like.
Along with that, leading the league in runners thrown out on base the last two seasons as well.
And go ahead.
I was just going to say, and that's what I'm saying. It's like having a catcher that is good at the catcher position where he can be the counterpart to a battery couple any day, any pitcher, doesn't matter who. I know certain pitchers like to pitch with certain catchers, but he's a great catcher, and when you can hit for power like that, that makes you extremely valuable and well worth the contract that you just got.
Yeah, and I think the biggest deal for him, too, is he's a Gold Glove catcher. Just won the Gold Glove in the American League. He's an all-star. Platinum glove.
I mean, he's got that platinum on his chest.
Platinum glove winner.
Best fielder of all of baseball last season.
I think another thing that I love about this, and to Joe's point, but also to like what I'm getting at here, is 35 bombs from a catcher that catches everyone in your rotation. You know? This isn't John Lester, I need David Ross. This isn't Tim Wakefield, I need... whoever that
Doug Mirabelli.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My pitches are so weird that Mirabelli was the only dude that could catch them.
And wore a softball glove to catch them.
Yeah, yeah. And like, there's been some guys on the Braves over the years that I've seen, mostly because the Braves really haven't had that great defensive catchers or game calling kind of catchers. But Cal Raleigh catches everyone in the rotation. So you're talking about the game manager, 35 bombs, throwing people out at second, and a platinum gold glover.
And he loves Seattle.
Is this a deal?
I think it's a deal.
Is it a steal?
It's a team-friendly deal, yeah.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's probably underpaid in those years of free agency. If you look at the average of his contract, he's around $20 million each year. The original contract that he was going to get this year got torn up. He's now only making $1 million with a $10 million signing bonus. That only incrementally raises the next 3 years. And then after those 3 years of free agency that the Mariners bought out, there's a vesting option for another $20 million. So he could hit certain numbers and be around until 2031 in Seattle. I'd say that's a pretty good plan to me. And looking at the market for power hitters right now, once again, 20 mil, a steal.
Yeah, in 2028 is when the contract nearly doubles per year to a whopping 23 per year.
That's big money for the Mariners.
In 2030, it's 23 million per year. In 2031, it's $20 million vesting player option. I mean, what are they going to do? They're financially strapped. I mean, they just screwed themselves with this contract.
Cal Raleigh basically fired Scott Boras to make this deal happen.
Yeah, he wanted to stay here.
Who on their right mind wants to stay in Seattle?
It's not so much about that. I think it's more seeing what your agent screwed up for Jordan Montgomery and for Blake Snell last season.
I don't know. Jordan Montgomery is about, he was pretty bad last year, and he's not going to pitch this year. Call me crazy.
That's an upgrade.
That sounds like a really great contract, in my opinion.
That's an upgrade from being really, really bad to just not playing at all.
It's like, no, hey,
I'd rather you had not played.
Last year, I had a minus 1.5 war. This year, I'm a zero. I mean, that's better.
He missed out on a $200 deal, though. And I think that's what the issue that's the Scott Boras
negotiation. But I do dream of being paid millions to do nothing.
Well, damn right.
I do dream of that.
Wouldn't it be nice to be Anthony Rendon? I mean, the way that Scott Boras negotiates contracts, though, I feel like that's kind of on the way out. It's not just Cal that dropped him. It was Montgomery after that contract flub-up happened. And I'm pretty sure a handful of other players have dropped him as well. I feel like the new age of baseball signings is getting young guys in their 20s with team-friendly deals. That's what the Royals
Acuna,
did.
Tatis,
exactly. Yeah,
Witt,
Witt, Albies, that's what the Mariners
Bregman already did one.
Exactly. Julio did one with the Mariners already, so yeah.
Yeah, this is a great deal. I think that is a steal. Checks all the boxes for the team as far as team-friendly. I mean, paying a catcher this type of money when he gives you that output. I mean, he was one of the only bright spots of the team last year.
That's a fact.
Sure, you'd like him to maybe hit a little bit better for average. But again, when you're getting that slugging out of him like you do, and then the performance of a catcher like him, great deal.
100 RBIs, 73 runs on a team that couldn't score runs.
Yeah, they only had 74 last year.
Set a career high in walks and on base percentage last year. I don't know. Are guys like Cal Raleigh saying, I'm going to fire my agent and stay here because I think we're building something? Is that enough to get a free agent to Seattle?
I mean, are they willing to pay one?
I mean, they're going to have to pay some of the guys that they already have. I mean, obviously with...
staring at you, Logan Gilbert.
And staring at you,
and George
Julio,
Kirby.
In what, 2 years?
I mean, Julio's already... He signed a massive $250 million deal that could climb to near $500 million
that's
with
true.
Incentives.
That's true.
Jorge Polanco?
Oh, shut up.
Then again, it's...
Rowdy Tellez?
Is it a matter of... I mean, are they going to be able to spend money to get free agents? Yeah, I mean, you're locking your dudes up. Just hopefully, I mean, how many years on Randy Rosarania's contract is left?
He's in arbitration still.
Still?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's only been in the league for, I think this is his final arbitration season that he just hit with the Mariners. And he's making
about
12 or
13 million.
He was in the 2020
World Series, was he not?
He was.
Yeah, he was.
My God.
But this is now the 2025 season. And
arbitration
he was,
is...
Very long, I know, but
I think he was a rookie too, or a year after being a rookie.
I think that was his rookie year, but God, that is just so long to be in arbitration, I feel like.